Welcome to the HJ Talks About Abuse podcast, the podcast where we talk about sexual abuse cases in the hope that it will assist listeners in openly discussing topics which have been ignored for too long. This podcast is brought to you by the abuse team at Hugh James. We are lawyers, so we tend to speak about the legal aspects of abuse cases, but we aren't too shy to speak up about the broader issues faced by survivors of sexual abuse too. We hope that you find it interesting, but more than that, if you are a survivor of sexual abuse, we hope that you find our discussion empowering. Hello, podcast listeners. My name is Alan Collins. I'm the head of the abuse team at Hugh James, and I'm joined by my colleague, Felina. Hi, Felina.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And your good self?
Good. I'm good, thank you.
And we are going to discuss, podcast listeners, a very timely issue, which is face covering exemptions, but in particular, face covering exemptions for survivors. So we're all familiar with face masks, coronavirus regulations, lockdowns, restrictions, instructions to do this, instructions not to do this, etc., etc. So, Felina, please tell me why you have suggested that we discuss face covering exemptions.
Thank you, Alan. So as you said, specifically in relation to survivors, but also this applies to many different disabilities that are less visible. I just wanted to really take this time to raise a bit of awareness for those of us who can lack some compassion for issues that you cannot see. So in particular, in relation to survivors, this may relate to PTSD or other symptoms.
So what are you saying here? So you're saying that there's an issue for survivors, or maybe some survivors, about wearing a face mask. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly that. There's been some media coverage on the fact that some survivors of sexual assault or abuse cannot physically wear face masks because of the symptoms it gives them.
So I suppose, thinking aloud now, the issue could be the actual sensation of wearing a face mask, or the sensation associated with wearing a face mask.
Yes. So, you know, for those of us who aren't too familiar with PTSD and similar disorders, a lot of the side effects can be flashbacks. And this is something that, let's say, a survivor had their mouth covered during an assault, this can immediately bring them back to the time when that happened. The flashbacks are so severe that they feel like they are living through that distress again. So it's understandable why they don't want to wear them and cannot wear them.
Yeah, of course, I get that. So this is the effect of being triggered. I know some survivors and people who work with survivors talk about triggering. So a flashback could be experienced as a result of having to wear the face mask or being told to wear the face mask, the sensation, the thoughts and the feelings all come flooding back, I guess, for the survivor.
Okay. Exactly. You know, it can be as severe as feeling like an hallucination.
So, which makes me wonder, as I do in other scenarios, when we're talking about flashbacks and triggering, what help survivors are getting, or what help survivors should be getting to counterbalance or to address something that must be acutely distressing, if not painful.
Yes, well, the issue is that there doesn't really seem to be much support from the government in relation to this. I myself have hardly seen anything in relation to exemptions. We've obviously all seen the advertisement encouraging you to wear your masks, which maybe breeds the idea that those who don't wear a mask are doing something wrong, whereas in a lot of cases, they can't wear them for various reasons. Mm. I understand that some charities have been concerned about this, and there is a face covering exemption card which was produced by a charity. But this doesn't seem to be promoted by the government as far as I can see.
Well, it certainly deserves some urgent attention, because face masks are going to be with us, whether we like it or not, it seems, for quite some time to come, vaccination or no vaccination. You know, it seems to be an important issue, I would have thought, for government to address, as well as medical professionals, because one thing that does sort of come up time and time again on a repeated basis
is survivors struggling to get access to treatment, and treatment that could help them deal with flashbacks or the risk of flashbacks, because there are treatments out there that can make a huge difference to the quality of people's lives. You know, there's very specialist forms of therapy that help survivors and victims deal with these symptoms and feelings and issues, you know, and some of these therapies are all about training the brain to react in a different way. The prospect of being triggered, perhaps I'm putting it a bit crudely, but or bluntly, I'm sure listeners will understand where I'm coming from. So, you know, this is unnecessary suffering in one way, I think.
Absolutely. And more so than that, it's not only the fact that if they did wear a mask, they would be put through this trauma and suffering, as you say. It's also the fact that perhaps these survivors are feeling isolated already and they don't want to leave the house because other people will see them not wearing a mask and they will be judged for that, maybe approached for that, told to wear a mask. And it really adds to that feeling of isolation, which a lot of survivors feel already just because the abuse took place.
Yeah, that's a very interesting and good point, Felina. You know, we forget sometimes. It's very easy to forget these issues, and they're very important, and they go to people's quality of life and well-being and so on. So I hope anyone out there who's listening to this podcast and thinks that they are in a position to help or to bring pressure to bear can do so, because, you know, survivors, in my opinion, shouldn't have to put up with this, so to speak.
Yes, completely agree, Alan. And there has been some letters sent to the government, and I know that several charities have been involved in trying to promote this. So I would encourage anyone who is personally affected to maybe get in touch with a local representative.
Good idea. Thank you, Felina, for raising this very important issue. Thank you very much. Thank you, podcast listeners. As always, if you have any questions or concerns in relation to this podcast or the issues that we discuss in our podcast, then please do get in touch. We would like to hear from you. Likewise, if you have any suggestions for any future podcasts, please let us have them. So thank you very much, and hope that you'll join us in our next podcast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of HJ Talks About Abuse. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or your favourite podcast player. If you'd like to speak to us about something you've heard today, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at aboutabuse@hjtalks.co.uk.